evening, and welcome to the all-new radio series, Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, bringing hope and healing to the City of Angels. I'm Kitty Davis-Walker, your host, along with my co-host, Money Man, now Mission Man, Frank Motek.
Well, Kitty Davis-Walker, it is amazing to be with you and all of our amazing listeners once again. Union Rescue Mission, URM, I like to say, begins with you. Yes, you are the mission, and we hope the amazing stories you hear on this program will hit you right in the heart and inspire you to support the Union Rescue Mission. It's amazing work to help thousands of homeless men, women, children, families, and yes, seniors.
Yes.
In Los Angeles, URM doing all of this thanks to you, you the listener, you the generous, caring, compassionate donor, and thanks to you, we're doing it without government help for operating expenses, and we're about to hear another amazing story here today.
Amen and amen. So our guest today, Frank, is Justin. Justin is one of Union Rescue Mission's Christian Life Discipleship Program graduates. He's also an apprentice and a coordinator. Welcome to Amazing Stories from Skid Row, Justin.
Thank you.
Just in time, right, Justin?
Yep.
Tell us about the program. How long is the program? And tell us about what you experienced at Union Rescue Mission.
Well, the first phase, you go through anywhere between 30 to 90 days. And when you first get in, fresh off the streets, they're going to help you clean up, see to your basic needs, get your ID and documentation straightened out, medical visits, if necessary, legal and court visits or whatever, those kinds of immediate things they get attended to. And then after that, you go to the second part of the program, which is the CLDP part, and this is where the meat of your recovery happens. And then the graduate part, which I am now in, the apprentice part, this is preparing you for re-entering the workforce or, you know, whatever it is your plans for exit are.
Wow. Yes. Bless your heart. How did you actually hear about Union Rescue Mission to even come to us for help in the first place, Justin?
Well, I just was in the neighborhood and I walked by and I saw all these missions and I saw one of their trucks, and it said Union Rescue Mission, The Way Home. And I just felt a calling from the Lord that I should go there, and I went.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Bless your heart.
That's wonderful, and that's the way it worked out. So tell us about your very first moment when you came through the door.
Yes.
It sounds like your life was a mess at that time, and people here helped straighten everything out.
Well, I couldn't get in right away because I didn't have an ID. But I found out there's this place called the Skid Row Community Refresh Spot, which is just a couple of blocks away. And there are some very nice people there called Project ID. And they drove me down to the DMV and they paid for, not a voucher, they just paid for my ID. And drove me back and dropped me off, and I got it mailed to another mission where I wasn't in their program, but they were letting me sleep in their courtyard. And
wow.
It was, you know, in the summertime, so that was okay.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so while I was waiting on that, you know, I was still sleeping on the concrete, so, you know, they had security to watch over us, so it was safe, but...
Yeah.
It wasn't pleasant, and it certainly wasn't quiet or comfortable.
Sure.
When I finally did get in, it took 2 weeks for my ID to arrive. I was just so grateful to be in somewhere.
Right, right.
And it happened so quickly. Like, I went to check for vacancies, and next thing I know, I'm filling out paperwork.
That is so awesome. Yes. No. Wow. And so... Who is your chaplain? Who greeted you when you came in?
Okay, so I originally got into the Gateway program.
Okay.
And so the Gateway program is for not for people who need drug and alcohol help. It is for people who just need a place to hunker down while they save up money.
Right.
to get into a place. Mm-hmm. And as I was in the Gateway program, I heard about CLDP from one of the other residents, and he told me all about it. And I was thinking, oh, that's probably where I should really be. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I transferred over.
Okay, that is mm-hmm. awesome. And for those, you know, folks, the Gateway program is a program for folks who are actually they're mm-hmm. working. And like you mm-hmm. said, need to save up some funds so that they can transfer and into their own home or for housing, be yeah. connected with housing. And the thing is, mm-hmm. is that – but those folks also have access to our case management and also to our dental and medical and all of those other yeah. Programs and services that we have at Union Rescue Mission. So, but thank God that you realized, okay, I should be in another program. mm-hmm. And that would be Christian yeah. Life Discipleship Program. Who is your chaplain?
So when I got in, at that time, it was Chaplain Peter.
Yes.
And he was in that first phase we call the Seeds of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Greg Brown.
Yes.
And they were running that department. Now, later, you know, everything changed. People got transferred around. Mm. Right now, when I was in the CLDP before I graduated, it yes. was Chaplain Ken Taylor, and then Chap Peter Coward moved to that department, and right now it's Chaplain Ray Thompson up on the fifth floor.
Aw, bless your heart. Bless your heart. And I say aw because our Chaplain Greg Brown, oh my goodness, we miss him so much. He is with the Lord, and he's in good hands,
mm-hmm.
but just an amazing person to even be connected with in the first place. So
I always loved talking with him. Uh-huh. He always had something good to say and, you know, helped me keep my spirits up. And, you know, I'm so glad that I got to know him.
Yes. You know? Amen and amen.
Just if I could ask you, how did it get to that point that you became homeless? As we heard recently from LaTanya Lindsay, the Vice President of Emergency Services at yeah. Union Rescue Mission, the homeless these days often have full-time jobs, have cars,
mm-hmm.
and the face of homelessness has changed. How did it get to the point where you needed to come to Skid Row and get the help
that you needed?
Well, I was drawing Social Security for a while because I have a pretty severe autism and a few other problems, and lawyers and doctors all deemed I should be on it, and they put me on it. So I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved down to Mexico because it's cheaper to live there. And I told Social Security I was moving to Mexico. They knew that. And so I was down there just living off that for a while in Tijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And my bank suddenly decided that they wanted to close my account because they decided they didn't want to hold accounts for people who lived in other countries anymore.
Hmm.
And they enacted that policy in 2015, but I was like, you know, I opened my account in 2007. I'm not signatory to that, but they were like, well, you know, fine print, whatever. They're going to do whatever they want. So.
Yeah.
So I had no access to my money, and I got stuck there. And there's really no help down
yeah.
there if you are homeless or if you are experiencing problems.
Yeah.
And so I got stuck there for a while, and I finally got back across the border, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to fix this in just one day. So the Lord just called me to L.A., and I had been saved for about 5, going on 6 years at that time.
Yes.
And so I was just like, okay, you know, I've never been to L.A. I didn't know what was waiting for me there. And I just went on faith. And I didn't know all these missions were here.
Yeah.
I didn't know all this help was here. But he knew it was here.
Yes.
He led me here.
He led you there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get ready to go into a break, Justin. And when we come back, we can talk about those phenomenal classes that our Christian Life Discipleship Program graduates
mm-hmm.
that's provided at Union Rescue Mission to help folks.
Uh-huh.
All right, because every story is different. There's not two stories.
Every amazing story.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going into a break. And guess what? We'll be right back with more. right after these important messages.
You're listening to the all-new Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles, now the homeless capital of America. But the Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. Whatever the reason is, it really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love. We're carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and X. Now, let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, Justin, tell us about our Christian Life Discipleship Program classes at Union Rescue Mission.
Well, first of all, you know that in order to be a Christian, you got to get saved. And to get saved, you got to hear the gospel preached.
Amen.
And the gospel is preached here.
Mm.
And it is preached here biblically, not according to works, but according to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And people do get saved here, first of all. Secondly, since this is faith-based recovery, engaging in the public reading of Scripture every single morning and prayer every single day is vital to that.
Yes.
In addition, there is a 12 o'clock class, and we learn about addiction and things that drive us to it, how addiction is really just pain management, and how, you know, with the strength of God, we can face our pain instead of having to run away from it like we used to.
Yes.
Because now, being saved, we have a place to run to at the feet of the cross.
Mm.
Cast all our cares upon him.
Mm.
And so it doesn't operate off behavior modification. Mm. They're not acting like drill sergeants. Nobody's screaming at you. But in order to get recovery here, you have to want it. You have to go after it actively. You got to fight for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So important. You know, Jeff Hudson, our interim CEO at the Union Rescue Mission, reminds us that the homeless are welcomed with the compassion of Christ. And it sounds like you've experienced that. Tell us what that meant to you when you were taken care of right away.
Yeah.
The chaplains here, they really care whether or not you are doing well, and they will often go out of their way to be counselors to you and to help you with whatever you're going through. And they have lots of experience. Some of them are former addicts themselves. They know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, others, it's like they're fathers. They have that fatherly-like counseling about them. They really want to help you get through it. And the compassion of Christ shows through them unto us. And that's really important. You know, because everyone is hurting in their own way, and
yeah,
they've all been through a lot of very traumatic stuff, and here they can find healing.
Amen.
And they also have Pepperdine counseling available here, which is really important. I consider that to be a core part of my recovery as well. And you know, talking about these problems and these past trauma is how healing begins.
Amen.
Talking about it with God, talking about it with another person as well.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're a professional person. I don't know if you want to share this, but tell us more specifically what happened in your situation, in your life, that caused you to realize that you needed a big turnaround here.
Well, I mean, my addiction was sugar and junk food. It wasn't drugs, but it is an addiction nevertheless, and it was very serious. Like all addicts, at some point I stopped trying to run away from my problems and went to actively trying to destroy myself. And so I really had to face up to the traumas that caused that in the first place.
Yeah.
And those problems weren't going anywhere. But with the help of God and all these counselors he surrounded me with, I managed to talk about them instead of trying to run away from them, pretend they didn't exist.
Amen.
And now things are finally starting to turn around and healing is taking place.
Woohoo!
What were you telling yourself back in those days, and what are you telling yourself now?
Back in those days, I was just looking for the door. I wanted out. I wanted to get out of this life. I was just so sick of it. And now I am anxious for the Lord's purpose that he has for me.
Amen.
And he has revealed to me partially what it's going to be. And I'm just really anxious to get out there and get involved in a ministry myself.
I love it. So your apprenticeship. Tell us about your apprenticeship, Justin. What was your apprenticeship in what area of service?
Well, right now I'm the coordinator, and so I help work with a lot of the people who are still in the CLDP. So having gone through it, I'm able to help them. Taking their attendance, I am able to watch them, and I look for, like, sudden drop-offs of attendance.
Yeah.
And I can go and tell them, hey, you know, what's wrong? And because I'm not staff, sometimes they'll open up to me, whereas they might not for someone who is staff.
Right, right.
And I can talk with them and, you know, encourage them and because, you know, they're still going through it too.
Exactly, yes. I also understand you like computer games. What kind of computer games do you play, Justin?
Most often I play Terraria. I love that game.
Does it help relieve, I don't know, relieve thoughts or stress or... how does it does it help you? I mean,
well, the difference is that I used to play games all the time to try to not think about my pain and my situation.
Okay.
But now, yes, I actually do get enjoyment out of it. It's not like it used to be.
Right.
And I certainly don't play as much as I used to.
That's fun. You do it for fun. That's awesome and amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And I also understand you're good with spreadsheets. So you were talking about, what, keeping the times on folks and kind of see if they're dropping off or if they're continuing to do their classes or work.
Now we do that also on paper, but I got commissioned to design a spreadsheet to help URM keep track of all this data, and it calculates the data, gives it in percentages, and tallies up all the misses and you know, changes color depending on what the numbers are to call attention to this or that, whether it's good or bad. And it's all at the fingertips of the chaplain so they can access it anytime.
Awesome and amazing. We've got to go to a break. Yeah, thank you. You've got a great skill set. We've got to go to a break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Hi, I'm Kitty Davis Walker with Union Rescue Mission. Every day we rescue and see Jesus redeem people who have ended up here on the streets of forgotten dreams. Men, women, and children who had dreams just like you. Every life is precious to God. So will you join us this year as a supporter of Union Rescue Mission? A gift of any amount will touch many lives. Find out more by going to urm.org. That's urm.org.
Let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row. All right, Justin, what does the future look like for you?
I'm really excited about it. I'm going to get involved in a ministry. We're going to be sharing the gospel. We're going to be giving out gospel tracts, but most importantly, what I'm really interested is more of a caregiver position, and that's what the Lord has assigned me. So I'm going to be working with people personally, kind of like a one-on-one, and not in a professional sense. You know, I'm not trained to be a counselor, but I have gone through it, and so I want to help other people who are currently going through it.
Yeah,
you know.
And Justin, it's so important to get this message out too. Your message to the folks listening here,
yes,
to help you and Union Rescue Mission in its important work, and obviously businesses and individuals who are so important to this effort. What's your message to the folks who support Union Rescue Mission with their donations?
Yes.
I want you guys to know where your money is going and what happens to it, okay? Because they feed us, they clothe us, they have dental access, they get medical referrals, and anything you need, either you're going to get it here or they're going to give you a referral to somewhere where you can get it. And they're connected with all these different places like DMH and all these other places around here, all these services, and there's every single need you could possibly have taken care of through this place or through some place that's connected to this place.
And that place is Union Rescue Mission. I do want to remind folks that URM has the highest rating for Charity Navigator, with 85 cents of every dollar going to help the homeless, and that efficiency is better than other groups helping the homeless in Los Angeles. That is extremely important for you to know. I also want to emphasize that with obviously scrutiny about how government money is being spent. We do not accept any government money for operating expenses. So it's all up to our faithful listeners out there.
It really is. And I tell you, we welcome all who come through our doors, especially moms with children, dads with children, two-parent families, and single ladies. But and definitely, we don't really turn away anybody, but especially those three groups of which I've just mentioned. Unfortunately, most of our guests are families, and the other huge amount are seniors who should be enjoying their life during their senior time. So we can all do something, and you can go to urm.org to donate now. And we just thank you. Thank you, Justin, for sharing your story. And we thank God that we were there for you and that God led you to us, and that you're doing well and moving forward and thriving in life. Thank you so much for sharing on today.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
All righty then.
Thank you, Justin.
On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m., and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through them, lives are changed and hopes restored. That's why we're dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown Los Angeles. Almost every night, URM has more than 1,300 human beings under its roof. This includes more than 900 moms, dads, and kids, and nearly 200 seniors. We do all this challenging work with no government support to fund our operations. We invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $27 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.